Welcome to the Bundesbag Preview Podcast, a ride on the football fairground. Hello, and welcome to the Bundesbag's Bundesliga Week 10 Preview Podcast. And what a Week 10 we have in store, eh? But before I begin, a very brief commercial announcement. After a long association with Pick Live Footy, I'm delighted to enter into an affiliate programme with them. Pick Live is an online, real-time fantasy football game. You watch a match and you play the game on your laptop. You pick three players and amass points during the match over a 10-minute game. The player with the most points wins a pot of cash. There is gambling involved, but not enough to lose your shirt on, unless of course you shop at Primark. And Bundesbag readers can benefit from a £3 opening bonus when or if you choose to open an account. If you wish to do this, you can go to bundesbag.com and click on the link at the bottom of the page to get involved. The next Bundesliga game they're going to be covering is going to be Friday's televised game, Bayern Munich versus Freiburg, and we'll start there. Bayern Munich having an indifferent season so far, it's fair to say, although they won in the midweek in the German Cup. And Freiburg, doing well, aren't they? Seventh in the table, won the last game, lost the last one, won the one before. They're in a relatively good place for Freiburg. Ultimately, you'd expect Munich to win that game, but then at the same time, you'd expect Munich to be further up the table than they are. So that's obviously a good game to watch to kick off your weekend's Bundesliga action. However, we'll turn our attention to, I think, the big one. Let's move straight to the big one. That's on a Sunday. That's Mainz versus Borussia Dortmund. That's the top two, top of the table clash. Who'd have thunk that, eh? The top two in the Bundesliga are Mainz and Borussia Dortmund, and they play each other 2:30 on Sunday. What is there to say about that? Master versus pupil to an extent. Jurgen Klopp, former Mainz manager, now the Dortmund coach, against Thomas Tuchel, who is proving to himself to be a truly impressive coach, and I'm sure is destined to manage at bigger clubs than Mainz, with the greatest respect to the Carnival Club. Expect the usual suspects to be in attendance: Messrs. Holtby, André Schürrle for Mainz, Kagawa, Barrios, Kevin Grosskreutz for Borussia Dortmund. It could be a multi-goal thriller. It could be a 1-0, it could be a 0-0. I think whatever it's going to be, it's going to be absolutely intriguing at the very least, or absolutely brilliant at its very, very best. I think it's a game that is the game of the weekend and can't be missed. It's just a shame that ESPN have bumped it for rugby. But anyway, there you go. Let's concentrate on other fixtures, shall we? Werder Bremen are playing Nuremberg. Nuremberg are in a good form, aren't they? And Bremen are typically patchy. So an interesting encounter there. Wolfsburg, Steve McLaren's under some pressure, isn't he? And probably the last thing he needs is a resurgent Stuttgart turning up on his doorstep looking for the points. Dieter Hoeneß went to the papers and was unhappy with the players, and he had to go at the players. But okay, that's all public, but you'd have to say that the coaches are ultimately responsible for all of that. And you'd hope that things turn around for Steve quite quickly, because it would be a shame to see an England manager fail overseas in Germany, because as an Englishman, I feel it's in the interest of English football that we broaden our horizons and we do coach and play on the continent. I think it will help broaden us out and help us internationally as an international team if we've got a wider pool of different players of different backgrounds to play from. So Steve McLaren's a bit of a standard bearer in that respect. So as an Englishman, I'd like to see Wolfsburg do well this season, and also because they've got some cracking players. What else? Cologne playing Hamburg. Cologne under Frank Schaefer, new manager there. Hamburg just been murdered 3-5-2 in the cup by Eintracht Frankfurt. So they're going to be looking for a response, aren't they? Armin Fee is going to be looking for a response. Kaiserslautern, to what extent they're under genuine pressure, I'm not certain. They're not having a good time of it since their relatively good start to the Bundesliga season. They've not been enjoying themselves. But if they're going to be able to get out of this, it's going to be against a team like Borussia Mönchengladbach, who they play on Saturday. Gladbach are well known now for leaking goals, so perhaps a chance for Kaiserslautern. Sampdoria are at home, and they will play the aforementioned Eintracht Frankfurt. Schalke Have got a good, decent derby game with Bayer Leverkusen, and well, Schalke are slowly beginning to pick up some decent points, aren't they? And we'll round things off with Hoffenheim against Hannover. Hoffenheim, again, obviously, you know, doing okay this season, but Hannover, if it wasn't for Mainz, I'm pretty certain Hannover would be the real story of the Bundesliga. Despite losing two matches in the last five, they've managed to hold on to that third place spot. Didier Jakonen is playing well for them, and it's a tremendous achievement for Hannover. Clearly carrying on from their good form going in from last season, and it's great to see them. Great to see them up there after the year, frankly, that they've had, after the terrible, terrible times that they've had that club over the year, last year, 18 months. So that's a 4:30 kickoff. ESPN have deigned to show the last half of that game once the rugby is finished. So you'll get the chance to watch that. I think that's all it is. We'll call it a day for that. Thanks very much indeed for listening. Thank you for your time. The Bundesbag will return on Monday with a full blog post roundup of the weekend's action. I hope you enjoy the weekend's action. And until then, it's cheery bye. Catch the latest Bundesliga blog posts on www.footballfairground.com. Follow the Bundesbag on Twitter at twitter.com/Bundesbag.